You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We like to do mind candy every so often. It's fun. We open up our phones, and we tend to get a lot of laughs out of this. And I tend to think that this type of fantasy stuff is good for your brain and just good for you in general. And we've done a bunch of them before. This one, Emily was talking to us about, and involves talking to your younger self.
Yeah, I found this picture and I posted it on the Mix 100 Facebook page. And basically, you can write a letter to your younger self. And I assume that it's like early 20s, not like little 7-year-old Dom.
Sure, you know? Right.
So if you could write a note to your younger self, what would you say in only 2 words? And the response on the Facebook page was remarkable. There were a lot of good answers. So we said 2 words is a little hard. You need to kick it up a notch. You need an adverb in there.
We kicked it all the way up to 3.
3 words.
If you could write a note to your younger self and you can only use 3 words, what would you say?
I love this kind of stuff. Now, first of all, we got into a little argument. We started talking about this friendly argument because I claimed that your younger self wouldn't listen to your older self. And Jeremy says, oh, of course you would, because it's you.
It's you.
I'm like, young people are so stubborn listening to advice from older people. They hate it. They hate it. They hate it.
I get that.
That even an older version of themselves.
No, I disagree with that.
I'm not listening to you. I already
know it's me.
Everything.
It's me.
You.
It's not an older person that you don't know. It's you.
So I'm playing along.
All right.
I tend to believe that a younger you would not listen to an older you. But assuming that they did... Jeremy, you go first.
I have a question. Are you in the camp of a lot being 1 word or 2?
It is 2 words.
It is? Well, no, I'm not going to use that one.
You could say lots.
Nah, I'll use a different one I have. Me personally, try living alone. Live on your own.
My wife has told me that was a mistake
because I went from living with my parents full-time into meeting my wife now, Nicole, then moving in with her, and now I've been with her for a billion years. So I've gone with living with my family to living with Nicole. I've never been on my own.
You're 36 years old, and you've never lived alone.
Never lived alone, had my own place, my own time, my own thoughts. You know, I kind of regret not doing that.
I would say, Jer Bear, wonderful sentence.
Get some experience under your belt and live alone.
Even if it's a year.
Rely on yourself.
I like it. Emily, 3 words to your younger self.
All right, I'm going to get a little real on y'all. I know.
Gross.
In my early 20s, I was living in San Diego. And it's a very hard place to be when you're a young woman.
It's expensive.
Not only is it expensive, but when you're still trying to figure out who you are and like to love yourself, like when you're surrounded by nothing but gorgeous, skinny, rich people, you know, with blonde hair and perfect skin and white teeth. Like,
oh my God, I should go.
I should have lived in San Diego?
San Diego.
I should have lived alone in San Diego.
Damn.
You know, and here I was, like, this girl with, you know, frizzy hair, wearing her Birkenstocks from Colorado. I felt like a wart most of
the
time.
So what's your 3 words?
My 3 words would be love yourself more, because I was really, I hated myself in my 20s. No. So I would say love yourself more, because...
Love yourself some more, or just like internally love yourself some more?
You've never lived alone. Shut up.
Like love yourself some more?
Which I could do because I have lived alone, Jeremy. Which you could never do without your mother walking
in
on
you. What are you doing in there? I'm loving myself some more.
Again?
That's 3 times today.
Oh, that's funny. We're going to open up our phones here in a second, and we're going to let you call in and tell us the 3 words of advice that you would give to your younger self. Mine is so specific and personal that you're going to reject it, maybe.
Well, all of ours have been, though.
But you got to know, for me, with the people that I have dated in my life, it's funny that there is one particular name that I have been involved with 3 times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One particular name. And if you could offer me $10,000, I'm not going to tell you the name, but I will say that all 3 times, it was a bad experience. And so my 3-word advice to my younger self would be, don't date blank. And I would plug that name in. And then it would apply every time in my life I came across this person. For some reason, women women with this one name I have been attracted to, and I have gone out with three times. All three times.
Don't do it.
Not a good deal. So it would
all
be
right.
Don't
know.
Date blank.
God, you love to learn your lessons the hard
listen,
way.
Listen, little Dom. Don't date.
But you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't
Tina.
Listen to yourself.
Right,
and you'd be like, psh, I'm
actually,
taking her
actually,
out.
Probably,
she's so pretty.
Probably I'd open up the letter and I'd go, let's see. Don't date.
What?
You mean I'm a getting some? I'm a gonna date him.
Here's our number. 303s. 303-631. One mix. Here's Bree on the line. Hello, Bree.
Hi.
So I got to know, what would you tell your younger self?
Don't eat donuts.
Don't eat donuts? That's no way to live.
Are you crazy?
That's nuts.
Oh, my gosh. When you're 20, you'll put almost anything in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. You got that right.
Right, to be fair. And so you just eat and you're fine and whatever. And then you have a couple kids. And now that I'm in my mid to late 30s,
no,
I
hear
can't
you.
Even eat like a banana without
right.
Packing on 5 pounds.
Don't eat a star my metabolism.
Yeah. I hear you. Donuts are my kryptonite, so I hear you.
And you
that.
Know, the other day we got donuts delivered like two Fridays in a row.
We
actually
did. From mm-hmm. Dunkin.
Oh my god!
I feel like that's the devil. So now to maintain a size 8 and 5'10", I don't eat anything and try not to put anything in my mouth.
Well, that doesn't
just a lot
sound
of, just
nice
a lot of kale.
At all.
Yeah, just have fun.
Yeah, come on.
Just exercise and moderation, Bree.
The extra 5 pounds
but,
isn't going to kill
but
you.
But I will say, don't eat donuts is a funny thing to tell your younger self. You have a great day.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye, Bree.
I'll put anything in my mouth.
Here's Cheryl.
You don't know.
Hello, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Okay, I can't wait to hear your three words.
Wear more bikinis.
Nothing
really?
Wrong with that.
Can you explain that to us?
That was almost Dom's, too.
Yeah.
When I was 20, 21, 22, I was awesome and had no thoughts of what might happen to my body.
Your phone is all screwy.
Buy a
now.
Better phone.
I think like that goes along the same lines of there's this funny meme that goes around for, and it's, of course, directed at the ladies. And it says, I wish I was as skinny back when I thought I was fat.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
like
right.
Girl, like women in their young 20s are like, I was so fat. But
Cheryl's
then you look.
Phone was screwing up, but I think what she was trying to convey to us
just
was that
it.
I could get away with it back then, but I didn't think I could.
Right. Yeah.
Well, doggone it all. Here's Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, you know.
It's Charlie.
No, I don't.
Come on.
He's doing great.
Come on.
I'm doing a morning radio show in Denver,
I'm
looking out over the
mountains. Oh,
I'm sorry. I
go ahead, Charlie.
I was trying to do a morning radio show. You asked me a question. So what's the three words, Charlie?
Never give up.
Oh, come on, Charlie. You can do better than that.
Come on.
Something else, Charlie.
I don't want an advertising slogan.
Answer.
What?
I've been trying to get a hold of you people for the past couple months.
Yeah.
And finally got to talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm 83, almost 84 years old.
You are not.
A 16-year-old son.
Yeah.
I'm married to a lady for 31 years. We just turned 52.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. Hold
you
on a second,
never
Charlie.
Gave up.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
You're 83 years old.
Yes.
You're married to a woman who's 50, what, 50?
52.
And you have a 16-year-old son.
And I have a 16-year-old son that is doing great in high school and going to be going to college pretty soon.
It sounds to me like you didn't need to tell your younger self to not give up because it doesn't sound like you have.
You may need to tell yourself now, though.
That's it, huh, Charlie?
That's all you got?
Never give up?
I love it.
You never give up.
How long have you been listening?
Okay. I lived on the streets right after getting out of the service.
Yeah.
When I was 22,
yeah.
After 7 years in the service,
well,
and I lived on the street in Chicago.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for thanking me.
Yeah, buddy. So
you
how long
keep
you
a good sense of humor.
All right, let him go. He's good.
I'm not going to say another
word. I like
word.
Charlie.
Charlie,
what else is on your mind, Charlie?
I'm on my way to go play poker out in Blackhawk.
Oh, my God, I love
nice.
You.
And I love to play, and I love my life. I love the way I'm living.
Yeah.
And my whole life is what I think is better than great.
I couldn't argue with that. Let me ask you this. Are you driving yourself up to play poker, or are you taking the shuttle?
I I stopped on the side of the road so I could talk to you.
You're such
Charlie,
a
Charlie, you're
guy.
A good man. Thank you for listening.
You's- Where are you from originally?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
Charlie, I think you're...
I've been here in Castle Rock for 23 years.
Are you still working, Charlie?
No.
What did you do?
No.
What did you do for
well,
a living?
I'm handicapped. I'm 85% handicapped.
All 85%?
Right. Yeah.
How do you measure that?
With a ruler.
I think Emily wants to ask you something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just think I think that your spirit keeps you young. Like, how old do you feel on the inside?
I feel on the inside like I'm 20.
You no joke, yeah, with your wife.
Especially when you're with that wife who's 30 years younger,
yeah,
of course, right?
That hot young thing.
I have a great attitude.
Where did you meet her?
I met her in Texas.
I know, but where? What were you guys doing?
I walked into a place. I'm a dancer. I'm an old entertainer.
Yeah.
And I sing and tell dirty jokes to clean people, mm-hmm. clean jokes to dirty people. Mm-hmm. And I walked into a restaurant called Studebaker's.
Yeah.
And I walked by her and I said, "What's a pretty girl like you doing in a place like this?" Mm-hmm. And she said, "Sit down and have a French fry," and I've been eating them ever since.
Oh, my God.
Have a French fry.
You're a bit of a flirt, aren't you, Charlie?
Oh, Charlie.
I ain't nothing but.
Will you come into the studio one morning?
Yeah, come hang out with
us
sometime.
I would love to.
Yeah, you come hang out sometime, all right, friend?
I would love to.
Hey, listen, I hope you score big playing some poker and blackjack today, all right?
I'm a Texas Hold'em player.
Yeah, you go get them, buddy.
I love that game.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
All right, have fun.
Thank you all very much, and thank you for hearing me.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling,
Drive carefully.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye, Charlie.
I like Charlie.
He can call. Emily,
whenever
he calls, put him through immediately.
No joke.
Put him through immediately. All right, time for two more. Here's Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
So did you enjoy that conversation with Charlie?
That was so funny.
He's sweet.
I think everyone wants to meet Charlie now.
Yeah, we'll have
No kidding. I want to meet Charlie.
What we'll do is this spring and the summer, I'm sure we'll go out and do another like bar night somewhere, a happy hour somewhere. And we'll invite Charlie, and the listeners can come out and meet him.
A night of Charlie.
We'll have a big old plate of French fries, and we'll get him out there.
French fries for everyone.
That's awesome.
All right, Laura. So what are the three words that you would suggest to your younger self?
Don't get married.
Oh!
That's the big one.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Where'd you hear that from?
That's funny. But Laura, listen, you're not soured on the institution altogether, are you?
Oh, well, I'm 42 years old, and I've been married twice, and both of them were disasters. I'm a little jaded.
Third time's a charm.
Well, listen to Charlie. Never give up, Laura.
That's true.
But listen, just live in sin from now on, okay?
Or
I support
live alone.
Live alone.
There's your three words. Live in sin.
Live alone.
Oh, we think you're a sweetheart. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're way over time, but Jen has been so patient holding. Hello, Jen.
Good morning.
All right. The three words you would say to your younger self.
Take your pill. Obvious reasons.
Oh, and no.
Balances out your hormones when you're young and a girl and you're a mess. And so,
right.
And that whole baby thing.
Yeah.
How many reasons do you have?
Probably four reasons.
There you go.
Oh, good for you. Jen, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
I will. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Take your pill.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.